Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
There's, of course, lots of concern around NHI, but there was an interesting case this week that we wanted to talk a little bit more about. The judge rules that the health legislation is unconstitutional, which is apparently a major blow to NHI. Health legislation that would require doctors and health practitioners to obtain a certificate of need before being allowed to practice in a particular area has been declared unconstitutional by the High Court. The requirement has been described as a cornerstone of the proposed NHI, the National Health Insurance. Well, joining us this morning is advocate Stephanie Fick. She's the Executive Director of Accountability Division at OUTA. Advocate Stephanie Fick, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am very well. And you?
Very well. Thank you. Nice to chat to you again. So can you just explain to us why this legislation about doctors being required to have a certificate of need, why was this a cornerstone for the NHI?
Well, I think why they would consider it a cornerstone is if you think about NHI, which is just the funding model for, you know, the national health, and the fact that, you know, everybody should have access to national health, is that everything is going to be centralized. With the National Health Insurance, the objective, I think, is for everything to be centralized more nationally, and this act just say that you can only get the certificate if there's a need. So in other words, national government can tell you, okay, you can't open your practice here because there's no need, or we need you in a different spot. And that's why I think the case was brought, and why the court then said, but that's unconstitutional. But we have to accept that the fact that sections 36 to 40 of the National Health Act was declared unconstitutional doesn't necessarily mean the NHI is going to be declared unconstitutional, because I think the issues in NHI is a little bit different when it comes to constitutional right, was argued here.
So what are the main constitutional concerns and issues around the NHI?
So firstly, I think constitution, if you talk about, you want to bring a case, I think one of the biggest concerns is the section that says that medical aid in future will only be able to provide medical aid to people for services not provided by NHI. So what it in fact means is that a person, and you know, depending on where you sit, whether it's your medical aids or you as a person, can't have medical aid. You are then obliged to be part of this national health insurance. The problems on a different level for NHI, it's obviously, where is South Africa going to get the funds from? Currently, the health budget is 200 billion. In order to make NHI sort of a success, you will require double that. In fact, you will probably require, if you want to provide proper healthcare to each and every, to the 61 million people in South Africa, you will probably need more than that. But let's just stick with 200 billion rand more. Is your taxes will have to go up by 31%. Or they need to increase VAT, and that will only get people around 714 rand. Currently, the minimum amount people need is 1,154, and in order to get there is going to cost us an enormous amount of money we simply do not have in South Africa.
And what about the fact that the capability, that government is simply incapable of providing something like medical services? How do you argue? Can you argue that?
You can probably, you know, when it comes to constitutional matters, is it unconstitutional to, you know, to have a national health insurance, and we all agree that everybody needs access to proper healthcare.
Sure.
I don't think anybody can fight against that. But will a constitutional court say, well, because your government is inefficient, you can't have legislation? No, that is not the purpose of, courts. There needs to be separation of powers. So the question is to government, why do you have the intention to implement national health insurance if you, to this day, are unable to show us that you are able to firstly work with money, work with the budget, and can then ensure that national health, the accessibility to national health is proper. Currently, there are state hospitals. Currently, there are state institutions. And how are they run? So immediately, the concern is if we are unable to do it now on a budget of 200 billion, if we give you double that, in other words, what is also need to be taken away is your tax bracket as a medical aid payer is going to be taken away. And the 70 billion rand that currently government pays for medical aid for their employees will also be taken away. If you give them more money, how did they show us that they will then be able to do better access to healthcare? So there is that question. So from a practicality point of view, we all agree that the national health insurance will most probably not be implemented in the next 10 years or probably 15 years. We simply do not have the expertise and we do not have the funds in order to make that work.
Is there a hope that with the GNU, with the Government of National Unity, that this will take a bit of a back seat, less of a priority, or are we seeing that this is still very much a focus?
Unfortunately, and there's probably people that will differ, but I think unfortunately, this act and so many others were forced through just before the elections.
No doubt.
So unfortunately, I think that this NHI bill was used as a political ploy. And it's sad because really, people need access to healthcare, and to make that promise that, you will get the type of healthcare that is promised and that we see in the private sector is just simply unfair. But I think if you listen to what the president has said, there's a feeling, and if you're listening to some of the commentators, is that he was forced to sign that bill just before elections, and that he has already said, but maybe we should open the conversation again about, but how can we make NHI a success? How can we ensure that there's access to healthcare to each and every South African in this country? And what it will mean is to go back to civil society, but also go back to medical aids, etc., that wants to help. They want to help. They want to make this.
Well, that's of course the whole issue is that no one's doubting the need for an improved health service for everybody.
Of course.
But get the right people involved, and then you can have a very different conversation. That's where we leave it. Advocate Stephanie Fick, who is the Executive Director of Accountability Division of OUTA, which is the organization undoing tax abuse, talking to us about NHI.